good morning, Chrissy. Good morning, Andy. And good morning, Sioux Falls, where I was born and raised. Today's the day we say, Mili Klika Maka Hauli Maka Hikiho. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year in Hawaiian. Just 9 days now before Christmas. Paco's question, name the name of the world-class jogger. Come on now. She's a world-class jogger. Jessica Alba, Gwyneth Paltrow, or Christina Ricci? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. The Kardashians have reached an all-time low. The media was contacted the day before Khloe filed for divorce against Lamar Odom by who else? Kris Jenner, the mom. What shameless behavior. And they always say they like their life to be private. As for Lamar, he tells friends he can't stand Kris Jenner. He can't stand Kim Kardashian or Kanye West. He says the Kardashian family is the one that drove him to drugs. Only person he likes, Bruce Jenner. And, of course, he's on his way out. By the way, Khloe is already dating, and the ink isn't even dry off the divorce papers. Khloe is dating Los Angeles Dodger outfielder Matt Kemp. One more Kardashian nugget. Kim's agents have been pitching the studios to let Kim star in a biopic. Kim wants to play Elizabeth Taylor in the Elizabeth Taylor movie. Studios just laugh them out the door. Most ironic nugget of the month. So last week, Al Gore was giving a speech on global warming. The speech was cut short when an ice storm knocked the power out of the building that they were giving the speech in. Then about an hour later, it was announced that the coldest temperature in the history of Earth had been set just a few hours earlier. 138 degrees below zero in Antarctica. Well, so much for global warming that day. Odds and ends, get ready for a lot more stories about Lance Armstrong. And some are going to come from former girlfriend Sheryl Crow. I mean, all kinds of new stuff. Over the weekend, Roberto Gagliali, an Italian cyclist, said that Armstrong gave him $100,000 in small unmarked bills. Cash to throw a race. And Gagliardi admitted that he did throw the race. He took the money the night before the race's final 5-mile run, in which he had a slight lead over Lance. Said he took his foot off the pedal so Lance could win. It's also believed that Armstrong paid off other competitors in other races too. And what a joke. Dina Lohan is releasing a tell-all book this week. Now Lindsay has announced she's writing a tell-all book. What's funny is they're both pathological liars. They write a tell-all book. You can't believe a word they say. That's a little odd. And name the name of the world-class jogger. Is it Gwyneth Paltrow, Jessica Alba, or Christina Ricci?
Jessica Alba.
I think Jessica Alba.
It is Gwyneth Paltrow, who jogs 5 kilometers a day. How about that? We'll talk to you again tomorrow from the land of the fruits, the nuts, and the flakes in Hollywood. See ya.